Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classics. So they call her the technology lady. She's the 11th chancellor and the first permanent woman chancellor at North Carolina Central University. I am on the phone with Chancellor Deborah Saunders-White. Good afternoon. How are you doing? And congratulations.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. And thank you so very much for having me.
So your feelings on becoming a history maker at North Carolina Central University. What was the thought when they said, yes, you are the person we are looking for to take us to the next millennium?
You know, I was absolutely thrilled to get that call from Tom Ross. And I can tell you, North Carolina Central University is already a great institution. To have the opportunity to join the Eagle community and take it to another level is a lifetime dream of mine. And Eagle Excellence, I'm looking forward to seeing implemented and moving forward as we embrace a new academic year and new opportunity.
Now, Central is located, positioned right in Durham, you know, a few miles away from RTP. It's a startup and entrepreneurial culture, high-tech research development. What are your plans for North Carolina Central and the students?
Well, I will tell you that the university has already started to embrace very aggressively science, technology, engineering, mathematics disciplines so that we can continue to be a relevant and important player in the Research Triangle community, and we can be the foundation that helps the city of Durham move forward. I'm looking forward to really taking the five strategic pillars that we have and ensuring that we realize them. Most critically, the first one is retention and graduation rate, working aggressively that when students come to our great institution, that they leave in 4 years with a degree and with the opportunity to fully engage the global community in which we live. So I talked earlier this week about Eagle Excellence or E². I'm looking as we move forward to embrace excellence, continue to embrace excellence in the classroom, excellence on our campus, excellence in our service, truly becoming a premier international focused institution.
So after all this is done, when you get home from work, you kick your shoes off, what type of music do you typically listen to, you know, get into that kind of woo-saw moment and prepare for the next day, the next challenges?
Well, you know, I'm still an old school girl, so I'm still stuck in that mode with Frankie Beverly and Prince and Michael Jackson. So, you know, I'm my children are trying to bring me into the 21st century sounds, but I have to tell you, that's why I love your station and the sounds that you have, because those are the kinds of things that I truly enjoy.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Chancellor Deborah Saunders-White, the new chancellor of North Carolina Central University. I'm going to leave you with this quote that I found by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." And she's certainly a trailblazer for the university. And much love and continued success to you. And keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so very much. And it was such an honor and a privilege to be with you this afternoon. You keep up the good work and keep the sounds coming.